Hello, this is part 3 of a 3-part series. Up ahead, you are about to cross a break in the environment. This interruption serves as a fire break during controlled burns. These trails are cleared of all debris to ensure the fire does not carry from the upland pine to the hardwood hammock environment. As you continue to walk, you will begin to notice a difference in coverage of this area. Although not entirely natural, this environment demonstrates what the rest of the upland pine trail used to look like before restoration began in 1995. Mature longleaf pines show that the area was once favorable to longleaf production, but laurel oaks have taken up the majority of space today. Laurel oaks grow quickly once they invade, and smother the ground in low flammable leaves that prevent the diverse ground cover of pyrophytic plants such as wiregrass seen in typical upland pine ecosystems. The restoration process taking place on this trail since 1995 did not occur overnight and is still on the road to full recovery. Restoration of the upland pine ecosystem is similar to climbing out of a valley and can take decades to reestablish. In this respect, what NATL is attempting to accomplish is not only the recreation of a natural environment, but the establishment of a rare place of hyperdiversity that could preserve some of Florida's rarest plant species for future generations. Coming away from this tour, consider how fire at times is not only destructive, but is also a crucial tool for rebirth and the preservation of biodiversity in ecosystems such as upland pine. Fire has been essential for many ecosystems long before humans walked the earth, and it is our best tool to help create healthy ecosystems across the United States. This concludes the Upland Pine Trail tour. Thank you for listening, and remember, there are more available tours at NATL's other trails for your listening pleasure.